Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Get to Bill's Throws in 1 second. Before that, a reminder, Metalark Exteriors, give them a call at 402-875-2956 for hail, storm, and wind damage. They can help you with also new roofing as well. MetalarkExteriors.com, 402-875-2956. Also, sit before we get to Bill's Throws, did you see that Penn State, the Board of Trustees, has approved a $700 million renovation project?
Worth looking into. I did see that.
For the stadium out there, football stadium?
Yeah, I did see it.
$700 million.
So it puts Nebraska's in perspective.
I mean,
our jaws dropped when we saw $450 million, which is the largest construction project in UNL history. $700 million puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's a lot.
$700 million. You'd need $2 billion to build a new stadium. So $700 billion won't get you a new stadium. I will tell you this.
So much money.
I mean, the only insight I can add to this comes through experience. So how many times have I been to Penn State Stadium? I'm going to say
three or four.
Yeah. And it needs renovations more than Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Trust me, it does.
What's the problem?
A lot. It's just out. It's obviously outdated. I mean,
are things falling apart?
Well, I will give you an example. For instance, when the last time, I believe it would have been the last time Nebraska played there, it was Riley. Was it Riley, right? When they lost, gave up a big number and they came back in the second half.
2017.
It was very misleading.
Yep, it was.
But it was raining toward the end of the game, and we're standing outside Nebraska's locker room waiting for the players, and the water just comes down through the stands.
Okay.
I mean, it just drips down through the stands, so you almost need an umbrella under the stands. That sort of thing. I mean, nobody cares about the press box except for the people that inhabit it, and it's the worst. It's by far the worst press box I've ever been in. It's incredibly bad. You'd have to. You can't even believe you're in the Power Five. It's that bad.
Cramped.
It's odd. I don't know how to explain this part of it. The desk is really low. It's right on your knees. So you're kind of hunched over. Oh. Yeah, it's just odd. And that's largely inconsequential. The stadium itself just needs renovations badly. So they're going to $700 million.
Yeah. Dollars.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's time for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Even though Bill is not here, the show goes on Bill's Thrill, Sips, Tips, Jake's Takes, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today with a free consultation. Wednesdays are them's fighting words Wednesdays, and you informed me coming back from the break you had a good one today.
Well, these words are not something I would say, but I could hear somebody saying these words in the wrong setting and an argument ensuing.
Okay, all right.
And this is going to happen. I mean, this circumstance could happen because Nebraska is going to play a Friday night game this year in football.
Wait, is that breaking news?
No, it's not. Everybody knows it because Fox is going to have Friday night games this year. Every Friday night. They're going to announce it. Fox is probably going to announce it either tomorrow or Friday. And I shouldn't say definitively that Nebraska is going to have a Friday night game, but they're going to probably have a Friday night game, right? The Fox is going to have games every Friday night. Okay?
Good chance Nebraska has one.
Very good chance.
Very good chance. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
And what if that game were, it's very possible that that game could be a home game. Okay?
The first time ever?
Well, yeah, I mean.
They played several times on Fridays on the road.
9/11 they played Thursday. Yeah, they played on a Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, Friday, not since I've been covering it, and that's 30 years, okay? So it's very possible that Nebraska's going to play on a Thursday night somewhere, and it could be Lincoln. Fighting words.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, it doesn't matter if they play Friday night in Lincoln. High schools don't matter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Those are some fighting
words.
Say that
in the wrong context. Say that in the wrong situation. High school game doesn't matter. Play it in September. Play Illinois. What's that? September 21. Big deal. High schools just have to take a back seat. Hmm. Say that in the wrong setting. And you'll elicit response.
You know what? That it seems like it's a bigger deal probably for like Class B and down. Like Class A, that it's in Lincoln. You know, they understand that the big show is Nebraska sports, right? Football, UNL.
Yeah, there's other teams like in Omaha.
I know. But if you, let's say you go down to Class C2, a Class C1, C2 school. That's the show. That
right.
Friday night
100
is all about high school football.
Absolutely.
It's all about high school football. Mm-hmm. The whole town goes. Mm-hmm. They all know, hey, concession stand for the game. We're going to the bar afterwards if you can go to the bar. Everyone goes to the game.
Mm-hmm.
In Class A, not so much, unless you're maybe in GI or North Platte. Mm-hmm. Lincoln, not the same. But Class B and down, big-time fighting words right there.
Right.
Big-time.
Those are fighting words.
Big-time fighting words.
Yeah, if you're a haughty Lincoln person or someone younger who doesn't have kids or something, and you said, why do the high schools matter? Those are fighting words. Now, Sean has covered this on the Husker Online video. If you sleuth it out, a lot of these possibilities for road games on Friday nights are kind of null and void because it's homecoming. There's a homecoming element that when Nebraska plays these teams, it's homecoming, and they're not going to play homecoming on a Friday night. That's not happening. So you can eliminate a bunch of teams like Purdue, I think, falls under that category. At Indiana falls under that category. At Ohio State falls under that category. So you start eliminating all these road games, and, this might be a home game for Nebraska on a Friday night. Maybe it's UCLA on November 2nd, or maybe it's Illinois on September 21. So when Fox comes out with this, it's going to be very interesting. I would almost guarantee you from what I've heard that Nebraska will play on a Friday night. I just don't know where it's going to be or when.
Or when. What game.
But don't be surprised if you're looking at a home game.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
Just prepare yourself.
Yeah. It's going to get announced. Again, I think Joel Klatt has talked about this on his podcast. I think tomorrow we could have an announcement on this. But I would think by the end of the week. So get ready for that, okay?
I have one as well. Dems
fighting words.
Yeah, before I get to the game show. This goes back to Golf League. It's not because it's not actually golf.
The ticket golf league?
It's not actually golf related. How's that for a tease?
Okay, the ticket golf
league. Them's fighting words. We just ran out of that. We just ran out. And this is not about Woodland Hills. This is any golf course. How many times, Sip, have you been to an event?
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Where they said, hey, I want that. Oh, we just ran out of that. How? I understand if food runs out, like if it's a special, you've got a certain amount, you know, we can't have leftover. It's just going to get spoiled. Cans of beer? Bottles of beer? How do you run out of that at a golf course or any sort of a place that sells beer out and about?
It could run out.
I wanted a simple Michelob Ultra.
Just ran out.
AJ wanted a Coors Banquet. Ran out of that as well.
Oh.
Really, the two beers we wanted just magically ran out before he got to us. With four holes, but by the way, with five holes to go. This is not late in the round. This is early in the round.
Hmm.
How can you possibly, as a cart girl at any golf course, or even behind the bar at the golf course, ever run out of beer? I'm not asking for tap beer. I understand that's going to probably, it has a shelf life. You don't get tap beer. Bottles and cans you could have stored all over the place and then pull them in the fridge.
So what did you do?
I got something else. I gave a little, oh, okay, I did the bill. Whatever. And I got, I think I had a Coors Light, something like that.
That's fine.
How do you run out of beer? You're literally driving onto the course to serve people alcohol and then get tips for it. And you run out of two of the most popular beers? I didn't ask for something weird. Oh, we don't have that. We ran out of that. Stock yourself better. Stock better.
You needed to get that off your chest.
Someone says, Jake, this might be a sign you have a problem. One Mick Ultra? I didn't get six of them. I asked for one.
I regard it as a sign you have a problem.
I didn't text her. I didn't say I want 75 Mick Ultras. I want one beer. One.
I don't know that they're.
We're out of that. You're behind the bar, or you're a cart person. This is not a shot at the golf course. This is a golf course problem in general. It happened at another course in Lincoln, a very nice private course last week. It happened to me also. Wanted a simple beer. Didn't have it.
This is therapy.
It is therapy. That is.
Be ready for that though. Next time, it could happen again. I mean, I think the moral of the story is. Have a backup plan.
Just drink water, I guess, or drink a pop.
No, just another
Gatorade.
I
always have a plan to go something else, but you crave a certain drink when the cart girl comes up. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have it. We just ran out. Really? We're three holes into the tournament. How are you possibly out of that?
I don't have that same because I'm not a beer drinker, but if it was a Coke Pepsi thing, if they said, we're out of Coke, all you can drink is Pepsi, I those are fighting words. I'd say, wait a second.
Well,
I don't want a,
how is that possible?
I don't want a Pepsi.
Well, hold up. What?
I don't want a Pepsi, and how are you out of Coke?
Yep.
I wouldn't drink a Pepsi, but anyway.
Pepsi's not good.
No.
Good God. Coke's better. That is them's fighting words on Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The board says you are once again off to a 2-0 start this week.
Yeah, interesting.
Today, you're by yourself. Bill is not helping you today. It is a wild card Wednesday. Today, car makes and models. Car makes and
I
models.
This. I wonder how Bill would be at
I
this.
Will give you the model. You tell me what the make is on that.
I think Bill would have been good at this one.
I think you would as well. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip, in trivia. No help today. Mano y mano in the game show. Bill will be back tomorrow.
The overall record, by the way, the overall record on Shut Up, Sipple, 84-73.
That's very good. 11 games over, and you're 2-0 on the week. Mm-hmm. We've got AJ. Is this Golf League AJ today or a different AJ? Who do we have here, AJ?
This is AJ.
No way.
Is this the AJ?
This is AJ, Columbus native AJ.
No, this is a Scotts Bluff native AJ. Oh, no.
Okay, sorry.
Different AJ.
Sorry.
It's still an AJ, though. Yeah, it's fine.
No, and we're happy to have you, AJ. Yes. We, me and Jake also know someone named AJ, another AJ. But, hey, thank you for calling. We appreciate this.
We appreciate that. AJ, it's first question to you again. No help for Sip today. Here is your first question in car makes and models, AJ. Who makes the Enclave model?
Buick.
Brilliant.
Buick Enclave. That is correct. Yeah. Would you have had this?
Yes. Unequivocally, yes.
Unequivocally. Okay. Back to you. You should get this one right. Who makes the Malibu model?
Oh... The Malibu.
Something Malibu.
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet Malibu.
Brilliant.
1-1 tie. AJ, last question for the lead. Who makes the Odyssey model?
The Odyssey. So, Sip doesn't have a lifeline. I'm going to drop off. I've got a third grader and a kindergarten for drop off. And okay. They tell me it's the Honda Odyssey.
Oh, wow.
Got some smart kids there. That's correct. It is Honda.
Okay, so you're dropping off the kids. Good job.
Hill Elementary.
Which one?
Hill. Ruth Hill.
Hill Elementary. Gotcha.
Ruth Hill. Okay
Sip.
Dad.
This is to good force job, the tiebreaker down 2-1. Who makes the Sorento model? The blank Sorento.
I know what it... I kind of know what it looks like.
5 seconds on the blank Sorento. Five.
I'm just going to go Kia.
Brilliant.
Kia is correct. This will go to AJ. Sip, you'll go over under AJ's answer. AJ, I drive a 2016 Honda Accord. What year did the first Honda Accord come out?
Okay, that's a good one.
This is for AJ.
Ooh.
That's a good one, AJ.
Let's say 1998.
Okay, Sip, before or after 1998?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good guess. I think that's a good guess. What year did the first Honda Accord... I think it's before that, so...
Before 98.
Prior to 98, yeah.
Brilliant!
How about 1976?
Okay, so it wasn't a great
guess. It had a three-door hatchback on that thing, so... AJ, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in, and call in down the road.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
You're welcome. He seemed a little bit disappointed.
He gets a bagel still.
You get a prize. You get a bagel and a coffee. You know, the kids can get a bagel also.
Yeah, AJ, whip by Bagels and Joe and get something.
That is, yeah, you should do that. Bagels and Joe, 5 locations, also one in Seward. That clinches SIP a winning week here on Wednesday.
3-0. 3-0. 85-73.
You're on a heater.
No, I wouldn't. I hesitate to say heater. I'm just not completely embarrassed. Like some years we've played this where it's been sort of embarrassing, right?
You've had some stretches of some rough performances, yeah, of like 10 straight losses, yeah, or 9 straight. Not good. Bagel, right, boy,
yeah,
shirts.
Yeah, Schaefer and sort of made up that thing where people would be driving
down. Hey, Bagel
down,
boy!
Yeah. Yeah, driving down O Street, see me and yell Bagel boy.
And guess what? You could say Schaefer, I'm 3-0 this,
yeah,
week.
Yeah.
After a 4-1 week last week, by the way.
Today's only Wednesday, and I keep thinking it's Thursday.
Well, tomorrow's Thursday.
Thank you, Jake.
And we'll be back for that. When we come back, the spillover next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.